Career criminal thanks New York Democrats for law freeing him after 139th arrest. By John Binder on February 16, 2020. A career criminal is thanking New York Democrats for their passage of a bail reform law that has set him free the day after his 139th arrest. Charles Barry, 56 years old, was freed from jail after his arraignment in New York City this weekend in accordance with a state bail reform law that almost immediately sets free from jail suspects arrested for a host of crimes, including second-degree manslaughter, aggravated vehicular assault, third-degree assault, promoting an obscene sexual performance by a child, criminally negligent homicide, or aggravated vehicular homicide. Barry shouted to New York Daily News reporters as he was released from jail after his 139th arrest that he was grateful for the new law, calling the policy a beautiful thing. The Daily News reported, "I'm famous. I take $200, $300 a day of your money, cracker. You can't stop me," Barry yelled to a Daily News reporter late Thursday night as police led him out of NYPD Transit District 1 headquarters in the Columbus Circle station. Emphasis added. "Bail reform, it's lit," Barry said. "It's the Democrats. The Democrats know me and the Republicans fear me. You can't touch me. I can't be stopped," emphasis added. "It's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing," he said. "They punked people out for bullshit crimes," emphasis added. Since New York Democrats passed the bail reform law and the policy was signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., Barry has been arrested in New York City 6 times, each time getting freed without ever having to post bail. Barry's criminal record includes 6 felony convictions, 87 misdemeanor convictions, and 21 skipped court hearings, according to the Daily News. Barry's record also includes spending 6 criminal sentences in state prison, including stints for drug dealing and grand larceny. In another case, 6 accused drug dealers, 3 of which are illegal aliens, were freed by New York after their arraignment following their arrests for allegedly operating a $7 million heroin fentanyl packaging ring in the Bronx. The bail reform law allows accused criminals to inspect their own crime scenes with their attorneys and mandates that the prosecution hand over all the names of witnesses set to testify against a defendant within 2 weeks of their arrest. That specific provision has already been blamed for the murder of a 36-year-old witness who was expected to testify against MS-13 gang members in a criminal trial. The murder occurred after the witness's name was handed over to attorneys representing the accused. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.